Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let all creation praise the greatness of God. Let the universe extol the glory of Adonai. Creative God, you spread the earth with life in many forms. The deer and elk and columbine, the bee in humming swarms. Forgive us for each flower and bird now vanished by our hand. Teach us to treat with loving care the creatures of the land. The planet teemed with living things before all human birth, and even fire and beasts of prey renewed the life of earth. Forgive us that the last to come we threaten sea and air. Teach us to tend life's fragile web with wise and tender care. O playful God, you fill the field with lavender and blue. You paint the bird with indigo, with red or tawny hue. Forgive us that we grieve your heart, destroying what you do. And teach us simpler, gentler ways to live on earth with you. Amen. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Most High, Almighty God, good and holy One, all praise, glory, and honor and exaltation are yours. To you alone do they belong, and no mere mortal dares pronounce your name. Be praised, O loving God. Praise to you, O Adonai our God, through all your creatures, first through our dear brother Sun, who gives us the day and illumines us with his light. Fair is he, in splendor radiant, bearing your very likeness, O Holy One. Be praised, O loving God. Through our sister moon, and through the bright shining stars, which you placed in the heavens, clear and precious and beautiful. Be praised, O loving God. Through our brother wind, for fair and stormy seasons, and all of heaven's varied moods, by which you nourish all that you have made. Be praised, O loving God. Through our sister water, so useful and lowly, so precious and pure. Through our brother fire, who brightens up our darkest nights. Beautiful is he and eager, invincible and keen. Be praised, O loving God. Through our dear Mother Earth, who sustains us and governs us, and who produces varied fruits with colored flowers and herbs. Be praised, O loving God. Through our sister bodily death, from whom no mortal can escape, blessed are those whom death will find in your most holy will, for the second death shall do them no harm. Be praised, O loving God. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love. Give God your endless thanks, serving with humility and joy. Praise God, and highly exalt God forever.
A reading from a letter of Saint Francis to all the faithful. Oh, how happy and blessed are those who love the Lord Jesus and do as he himself said in the Gospel. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart and your whole soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Therefore, let us love God and adore with pure heart and mind. We must not be wise and prudent according to the flesh. Rather, we must be simple, humble, and pure. We should never desire to be over others. Instead, we ought to be servants who are submissive to every human being for God's sake. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on all who live in this way and persevere in it to the end. He will permanently dwell in them. They will be the Abba's children who do this work. They are the spouses, brothers, and mothers of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you, O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
Write these words, O Jesus, in our hearts. Write these words, O Jesus, in our hearts. How blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the reign of heaven. Blessed the gentle. They shall inherit the earth. Write these words, O Jesus, in our hearts. How blessed are those who make peace. They are children of God. Blessed those persecuted in the cause for justice. Theirs is the reign of God. Write these words, O Jesus, in our hearts. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the holy breath of life. Write these words, O Jesus, in our hearts. Go and sell all that you have. Give the money to the poor. Then come and follow me. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Go and sell all that you have. Give the money to the poor, then come and follow me.
You are praised, O love, by our brother Sun, who brings the day, and you give light through him. May light be shed on all your people, that they may see your likeness in one another, and your glory in all of creation. You are praised, O love, through our sister moon and the stars. In the heavens you have made them bright, precious, and beautiful. May the nations of the earth, upon whom they look down each night, be blessed with your peace. You are praised, O love, through our brothers wind and air, clouds and storms, and all the weather, through whom you nourish all creatures on earth. May the heavens drop dew from above, and the clouds rain down justice for all earthkind. You are praised, O love, through our sister water. May we be cleansed of selfishness and greed, and share her life-giving refreshment with the poor, the downtrodden, and those who are ill or in trouble of any kind. You are praised, O love, through our brother fire, through whom you brighten the night and restore fields and prairies. Kindle in us the fire of your love, that our lives may brighten a world darkened by hatred and pride. You are praised, O love, through our sister and mother earth, who feeds us and rules us and produces various fruits with colored flowers and herbs. Give us the wisdom and will to work with her, to provide freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life for all creation. Be praised, my love, through those who forgive for love of you, through those who endure sickness and trial. Happy are those who endure in peace, for by you, Most High, they will be crowned.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
gracious God, source, guide, and goal of all things, you blessed St. Francis with a marvelous love for all people and the rest of creation, and freed him to live in utter simplicity, claiming nothing as his own, but sharing everything with gratitude and joy. May we join him and all of creation in praising, blessing, and thanking you, for you live and reign in the power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.